are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and Vistacare. And joining me first up this morning, Peer City Administrator Christy Honeywell. Good morning. Welcome back, Christy.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to have you here once again.
Thanks.
And lots of things are happening around the city, but we kind of want to talk about something fun first. This one for the kids this weekend.
Exactly. This is coming up this weekend as our annual underwater pumpkin patch at the Aquatic Center. We do this every year. It's Sunday. It starts at 12:30. It's a really fun event for kids. They can come out and they dive for pumpkins in the pool.
Okay.
And then they bring them back out and they get to decorate them. No knives or anything, just other kinds of decorations on their pumpkins. So it's sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department and the YMCA. So it's really a good event for kids to come out. Mm-hmm. The event is free to Y members and $2 for non-members. So and children under 7 have to be accompanied by an adult. But
right.
It's really a nice event, and it's really usually popular. So we're hoping that people come out again this year.
Yeah, I bet that the kids just have a blast doing that. Getting in the water and getting their pumpkin, what's better than that?
I know, and it goes really fast.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. So, yeah, don't miss out on that. That's going to be a fun thing. The first project is getting underway with ARPA funds. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So as I think Mayor Hardy may have talked to you about it, so the ARPA fund, it's the American Rescue Plan Act funds. They came through the state. They came directly from the federal government. Our allocation to that was about $2.4 million. And so we are starting our first project. It's a very large stormwater project. It's a culvert that's underneath River Road. It's very, very large. It's 60 inches in diameter and about 660 feet.
My goodness.
I know, right? It's very, very big. But it's a very important project for us. It carries mm-hmm. a lot of stormwater through the community. So we've had this kind of scheduled, you know, in the for quite a while, but really hadn't had the funding to do it. So this is a great opportunity for us to do that. It's going to start on Tuesday. And basically what it is the contractors will come in and clean that pipe out, make sure everything's good to go, and then they line it with kind of a polymer type of material.
Okay. Is there going to be any disruption along the route?
There will not be.
Okay.
There will not be at all. So the project is about $492,000, so it's pretty big, but it's going to go pretty fast. We think it's going to be done within the next couple of weeks. So,
oh, very nice.
It's a very good project for us.
Yeah, that'll be a nice upgrade for that. And finally, the last thing we want to talk about, and it's been in the news a little bit. Jody's talked about it, the flushing of the water lines. Tell us about that.
Right. So people are going to see probably in the next month or so, in preparation for the new water treatment plant to come online, mm-hmm. we need to flush all of our distribution lines, our water mains, to make sure we get all those deposits out. So it's going to start, and you're going to see it probably in the next month or so. And basically, we're going to flush those in 6 different zones in the community. If you want to go out to our website, you can certainly look to see where those zones are for that. And so basically, we're trying to clean those out. If you want to know exactly when it's going to happen in your area and to get notice on it, I would suggest people go out to public.alertsense.com and register for your address, and then you'll get some notifications for that. It's going to go pretty fast, hopefully, but people will see that there's probably some water discoloration when that deposit comes free. And what people should do then is just run their cold water, preferably for their outside spigot, until that runs clear, and you should be good to go.
All right. And I know there is a map if people want to check that out, kind of see, you know, okay, I live here, this is when this is going to happen. It's going to give them a little idea as well.
It is. So we don't know exactly the time frame, so we can't really tell people exactly when we're going to be in your neighborhood,
because right.
we really don't know how things are going to go as we move through. So if anybody has any questions, they can certainly call, or like I said, they can look out at the website.
All right. So good things happening, keeping things moving forward. We appreciate you stopping in.
Sure. Thanks a lot. We
appreciate
right.
it. Yeah, absolutely. There's Peer City Administrator Christy Honeywell joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood, and we've got another guest here in the studio from the Oahe Federal Credit Union. It's Jameson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And there is an event coming up as a fundraiser we want to let people know about.
Yes. So it's Oahe Federal Credit Union's 66th anniversary. So we thought, what better way to celebrate than to bring Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos into town and use it as a fundraiser for the Pier Outdoor Pool Project. So
very nice. If people aren't familiar with the Dueling Pianos, could you tell us a little bit about them?
Absolutely. So these guys are out of Minneapolis, and they're not the normal Dueling Pianos that come to town. So the normal ones that come to town, you know, you give them a dollar, they play your song, then they go on to the next dollar, the next song.
Okay.
These guys are actually like a full-fledged musical comedy act. They travel all over the states to do it. It's going to be really fun. It's quite the production. I'm really excited.
It sounds like it. So when is this happening, and where is it going to be?
Yep. So it's going to be this Saturday from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Ramcota Conference Center.
Oh, very nice. Now, tickets, can people get them in advance? Can they get them at the door? How does that work?
Great question. So today you can come and pick them up at the Credit Union at 221 East Pleasant Drive here in Pier from 7:30 to 5:30. And if you just decide on Saturday that you want to come, you can still pick them up at the door. We're opening the doors at 6:30. So plenty of time to stop in and make a last minute decision to have a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. And your decision to use this for the Pier Pool Project, why the pool project?
We just think that it's going to be a really good asset to the community. So, brings in lots of people, lots of things to do. The river's here, but sometimes those little kids, river's scared those little kids. So we thought, hey, why not?
Yeah, this is a great thing to get behind. So thank you for bringing in the Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos. It's going to be a great time. It sounds like a whole lot of fun.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. So again, tickets, if they want to get them today, they can stop by the Credit Union.
Yep.
And of course, available at the door.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us, Jameson. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully lots of ticket sales and a fun weekend ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. There's Jameson joining us from Oahe Federal Credit Union. That's the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at May Adam, the Pier VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and VistaCare.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation.